This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will attend an urgent meeting with Caribbean leaders as Haiti's violent crisis grows. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to meet with Caribbean leaders in Jamaica as part of an urgent push to solve Haiti's spiraling crisis, while pressure grows on Prime Minister Ariel Henry to resign or agree to a transitional government. It's not clear if Henry, locked out of his own country after surging violence at home, would attend the closed-door meeting, which was organised by members of a regional trade bloc known as CARICOM. Assistant Secretary for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Brian Nichols, writes on X, formerly Twitter, the international community must work together with Haitians towards a peaceful political transition. Nichols will attend the meeting. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says tens of thousands of Hamas terrorists have been killed during Israel's war in the Gaza Strip. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Netanyahu said on Sunday at least 13,000 quote-unquote terrorists were among Palestinians killed and vowed to press ahead with an offensive in the south of the enclave, a move U.S. President Joe Biden has described as his red line. Nearly 31,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza during the five-month-long war. Hamas dismisses Israel's toll for militants as an attempt to portray what it calls fake victories. Biden and his aides have urged Netanyahu in strong terms not to launch a major offensive in Rafah until Israel crafts a plan for mass evacuation of civilians. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in the Rafah area. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com.